Congress may soon get a look at former President Trump's tax returns. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. ruled today that the House Ways Committee chairman has the authority to request the former president's returns. For a closer look, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Renato Mariotti, former federal prosecutor and partner with the Chicago law firm Thompson Coburn. Well, based on this ruling, how likely is it that the Treasury Department will actually turn over those returns?
Well, I think they will likely get them, although we should expect this to go up to the United States Supreme Court. So I would expect further litigation to be ongoing before that actually happens.
So if the Supreme Court takes the case up, it would delay any ruling till after the midterm elections, correct?
That's right.
And then if there is a change in who controls the House, it could be that they would just not want his tax returns anymore, correct?
That is very possible as well. It's very interesting because what happened here, of course, is that there was a Court of Appeals judge who's delayed this ruling and sat on it for quite some time. And as a result, that judge has effectively mooted this request. And so I think, there has been a lot of concern and speculation about that, given that that was a Republican-appointed judge. But I think, the fair way of looking at this, or just a nonpartisan way of looking at it, I guess, would just be that this really took a long time. And it really goes to show how congressional subpoenas and their enforcement can be very difficult because the court system takes a long time to function. And as a practical matter, if a litigant really wants to fight a congressional subpoena, they often can run out the clock.
Yeah, exactly. A strategy of just running out the clock. So some would say he's no longer in office. So why does it matter this late in the game?
Well, it matters for a couple of reasons. One is just institutionally, as I suggested, Congress wants to show others that if you defy congressional subpoena, that they can enforce that subpoena and eventually get the documents from you. Second of all, the United States Congress still has an interest in what the former president's dealings were, and particularly in crafting legislation to ensure that in the future, that presidents are free of entanglements and conflict of interest and things of that nature. But as you said, this may ultimately be mooted depending on the outcome of the upcoming election.
I've got to think that if you're a member of Donald Trump's legal team, you're having a bad week this week.
No kidding. They also have a lot of work, so I imagine they're keeping
That's
themselves
true. That's
busy
true.
And billing a lot of hours.
So a lot of lawyer fees then in the Trump camp for sure.
Exactly right. They have a lot. They have a lot to juggle over there. So full employment for lawyers. Somebody who works in private practice, that can never be a bad thing.
Well, thank you so much for taking time and speaking with us. Renato Mariotti is a former federal prosecutor and partner with the Chicago law firm Thompson Coburn.